لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالعلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أعد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حم والكتاب المبين صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are starting Surah Zukhruf. We pray to Allah that Allah guide us in the right direction and make us complete the explanation of this surah, inshallah. Ha, Meem is the first verse. These are the disconnected words in the Quran, you know. These are separate disconnected words. You see in many chapters, they are coming like disconnected words. And we have explained before more of their significance. Today will be brief. There are a lot of explanation for them. What I am giving reference from Ayatollah Imani about Hameem. He said it could be from the beautiful names of Allah, Hameem. Ha means Hamid, Meem means Majid. These are the two beautiful names of Allah, Hamid and Majid. Hamid means praiseworthy, Majid means glorious. So those are the beautiful names of Allah, and it could be derived from that. Allah's name are Hannan and Mannan, both. So it could be Hannan and Mannan or Hamid or Majid and so on. Only Allah knows the truth about it, but they try to explain it. Wal Kitab al Mubin, by the manifest book. So Allah swore by these two names about what? Next verse says about what swearing about? By the manifest book. Allah is swearing these names for showing the importance of the manifest book. What is manifest book? Quran. You see lot of surah, they start this same style, you know. First Allah uses disconnected word, then he'll praise his book. Because the book is so important. He doesn't praise anybody but his book. Many surahs like this to show the importance of Quran. Well, Kitab al-Mubin, by the manifest book, because this book is manifest. Mubin means manifest. Quran is a manifest book. When you read it, you see the light of Allah coming, you know. Even when kuffar they read it, they say this is God talking. There's no question about it. The reason they don't accept it, because they love their desires. They don't want to change lifestyle, but they know. Everybody knows nowadays. In the world, in their heart, Islam is the truth and Quran is from Allah. They know it because it's so manifest, but because of their desire, they hide it. Even when the Quran is recited to kuffar by Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they used to shake with fear. They said, stop, because they were shaking because it was so manifest, the book. It's manifest. Inna ja'alnahu Quranan Arabiyyan la'allakum taqinoon. We have made it in Arabic Quran so that you may apply reason, Allah says. And this has been repeated a couple of times in Quran this way. And Allah says that if we would have revealed in a different language, you would have said our book language is Arabic. We cannot understand it. So you would have excused. So Allah says, we have made Quran in Arabic Quran so that you may apply reason. Allah made Quran in easy in Arabic, like making chapters. Verses written in Arabic, so you can just read it and understand it. It's an easy book to understand. There are a lot of verses about Quran. The Quran is easy to understand. The verses, especially in Surah Qamar. Quran is easy because it's in your language. Now, with the grace of Allah, Quran has been translated to more than 100 languages in the world. So Allah's proof is everywhere now. Nobody has excuse that we don't know what Quran is because it's more than 100 languages translated. Quran, so you can have reason. وإنه في أم الكتاب لدينا علي حكيم. And indeed it is with us in the mother book, surely sublime and wise. So Quran is revealed in the Arabic language, but with us means with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the mother book. What is the mother book? Which is sublime and wise. Allah gave two qualities of mother book, which is sublime and wise. So all the books, it's called mother book, Ummul Kitab, right? Mother book. Ummil Kitab, not Ummul. Ummil Kitab, the mother book, it is also called Lohe Mehfooz. Its other name is Lohe Mehfooz. Preserved tablets. Preserved tablets. It is there. So what Mizan described, those preserved tablets, in a, which I'm giving reference of Mizan, is like it's a coded form. It's not like in this way, in the chapters in Arabic written Quran over there. It's a coded form which is beyond the comprehension of any human intellect. That's why it's called Aliyun Hakim. Because that mother book is very sublime and wise, which is too hard for impossible to understand. So Allah revealed from there and made an easy Arabic for us. Aliyun Hakim. Ali means is so high to, in a, so sublime that human intellect cannot capture it. And Hakim, what Nizam said, Hakim is so dense, so thickly is there that you cannot separate it. So this is Allah's kindness that He revealed in His easy book. Afa nadrib. Afa nadribu ankum dhikra sahhan ankuntum qawman musrifin. Shall we withhold a reminder from you unconcernedly because you are profligate, Lord? Now Allah is saying, I'm trying to understand this word. Should I hold this reminder, Quran, from you because you are the bad people, you don't pay attention, you don't listen to Quran? Should I stop sending you, Allah says? Allah is threatening people. I read one more time. Shall we hold the reminder from you unconcernedly because you are a profligate lot? Should I hold sending the book because you don't want to pay attention, you are bad people? Allah says, I will not hold it. I'll keep sending to you because I'm a kind God. And I want to give my proof to you, so on a judgment day, you cannot say that it was not sent to us. Okay? Then Allah described people's behavior. وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِ مِنْ وَكَمْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ نَبِيٍّ فِي الْأَوَّلِينَ وَمَا يَتِّيهِمْ مِنْ نَبِيٍّ إِلَّا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. How many prophets we sent to the ancients? There did not come to them any prophet, but they used to deride them. Allah said. But how many prophets we sent them before? And whenever the prophet came, they used to deride them, make fun of them. And that's the human being, you know. That's how the human being is, you know. 124,000 prophets came to this world. And how much they were accepted? Not much at all. They were all made fun of them. And the people who made fun, they all died. They are all with Allah. That's how Allah says. And they all died. Nobody's alive anymore. And the prophets are gone, and people are gone, and the deed book is closed. But they just made fun of them, and they tried to turn away from the reminders. Then Allah says, then what happened to those people? فَأَهْلَكْنَا أَشَدَّ مِنْهُمْ بَتَشَوْا وَمَتَا مَتَلُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. So we destroyed those who were stronger than these, and the example of the ancient has passed. So they were more powerful than us, right? And the example of ancient has passed. You know, Ad and Samud, you know, and Pharaoh, they were so powerful. You can, people go to see in Egypt, those pyramids, and they're all gone. Those pharaohs, they are just gone. And Allah destroyed them. And Allah says in the Quran, Ad and Samud, how they destroyed, how they powerful they were. They were tall people. They were tall people. And they were so powerful. They used to build palaces, and they used to build a palace in the mountains, cutting down mountains, carving them down. They all died. Allah destroyed them with punishment. Allah is saying that if you do that, then I destroy you. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ عَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. If you ask them who created the heavens and earth, they will surely say the Almighty, the All-Knowing created them. This is such a strange thing, you know. You ask anybody, you ask polytheists, who created this universe? That's a God created. Who is the God? The Almighty, All-Knowing. They say that. And they make partners with him after that, right? If you ask atheists, who created this? It's a higher power did it. And what higher power did? Okay, he is Almighty and he is All-Knowing. So everybody knows. That's what Allah is saying. That this has been created by the Almighty and All-Knowing. Who created this? Then why don't they follow it? Because they are busy with their daily life and enjoyments, and they don't think much, and they don't read the scripture, and they don't put mind to ponder. That's why they stop up there and they do their sinning, and they don't see Allah's sign. Allah describes his sign now. Now Allah is describing himself, who is he? Because people just say, yeah, he's been made by him, but they don't go and ponder further. And they start denying him again. Alladhi jala lakum arda mahadan wa jala lakum fiha subulan la'allakum tahtadun. Now Allah introducing himself, who is he? He who has made the earth a cradle for you and made in it ways for you so that you may be guided. Allah said, I made the earth like a cradle for you. You know, babies in a cradle. Made earth like a cradle for you and made ways for you, so that you might be guided towards where you want to go. You see, this earth is like a cradle for us. Like we are like babies here moving around. And Ayatollah Imani, in his explanation, brought a beautiful point that, you know, baby's cradle move rock like this, right? Nobody knew before when Quran was revealed that earth has a rotatory movements, you know. But Allah said it's like a cradle of a baby. Now we know that it's a really is rocking went too. And it's like we are raised in this cradle, and the waves are being created. You see, you know, these mountains. First of all, Allah didn't create every mountain. It's our plain mostly. But even their mountains, there are always valleys there, so that you can go around, you know. So that's why Allah says we made waves here. So that you can move around. This is Allah's blessing. If Allah could have created a mountain totally, and you cut all the mountains, that would be impossible. But this is Allah's blessing. He made ways there. Allah introducing who is he? Because people stop there. People say, oh, okay, it has been created by the powerful. But then don't pay attention to Allah. So Allah says, who am I? That this cradle is made to you to live here. Now Allah says further, وَالَّذِي نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً بِقَدْرٍ فَأَنْشَرْنَا بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا كَذَلِكَ تُخْرَجُونَ. And who sent down water from the sky in a measured manner, and we revived with it a dead country, shall be raised from the dead. Allah saying that I am the one who sent water in a measure. Now you see, in each county and each place, how many inches rain comes in a year is fixed. It's always every year comes the same amount, you know. Although it rains all year around, but when you measure at the end of the year, it comes always same, you know. Because it's a measure. Allah said, it's such a big miracle, Allah. It doesn't come like 1 year it rained 2 inches, next year it rains 100 inches, you know. No, it's always a measure. Allah says, it could be extreme. If it could be extreme, then you will have floods everywhere. It could be extreme, then it will be drought here. But no, Allah doesn't measure. That's Allah's sign of controlling everything. which we ignore. Allah says, we send our water from the sky in a measured manner. And we revive the dead country. How he revives it? Dry grass becomes green and vegetables comes out, vegetation comes out. And Allah says, likewise you will be raised. The way the dead land is being raised, the sound judgment will be raised. Quietly. It will be quiet. See, whatever a human does makes a lot of sound and does a lot of drama. And what Allah does is everything quiet. Like I give an example. That if you want to build a house, you see a lot of people coming and carpenter coming and doing things, and everything's crowded and full of mistake and full of shouting, right? That's human being. But what Allah does is so quiet. Like if a tree is raising, it is not making any sound. Grass is growing, it's not making any sounds. You know, fetus is growing, it's not making any sound. You see, and earth is rotating, there's no sound. Moon is, sun are moving, no sounds. Alright? It is all so easy and smooth for Allah. This is called Allah's power and might. Now, people were thinking, how in paradise I'll get everything? Just see how Allah does His things in this world without any drama, without any sound. So easy and smooth. That's how paradise would be. But we don't pay attention to these things. That's Allah's enlightening power, which He does so easy and so natural. If the wound is there, it heals without any sound. You know, everything, kids grow from, it's growing. That's how Nurani the Lord. Allah is reminding to see His Nurani, His light. How He does things so smoothly and quietly. And so you like the way the dead grass will be grown, that's how judgment will grow from the grave. That's it, without any big problem. What is the problem? But people know, yes, it can happen, but desires. And then too late and we'll be again dead for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the judgment day. Allah says, that's how it is. But we don't think much. وَالَّذِي خَلْقَ أَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا وَجَرَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْفُلْكِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ. And who created all the kinds and made for you ships and made cattle such as you ride? Allah said, I made everything in pairs. You see, everything is pair, right? Right, left, black, white, everything is a pair, I know, opposite. Allah said, I made pair for everything, man, woman, yeah, all those pairs, Allah made it. And Allah said that I made, and what He did, made for you ships and the cattle such you ride. Allah said, I made ship and cattle for you to ride. Now just think about cattle. You see, Allah said in the Quran, did you ever see the camel, how I created? That's your ride. Now how much Allah took effort to make the camel. And on the top of that, the make camel's nature that you can ride on it. How much is Allah's effort? Because you cannot ride on a lion, but you can ride on camel and horse. Because Allah said, I did for you to make the nature like this. And I made for you ships. Now, did you ever see Allah making ship for you? Then why Allah saying, I made ship for you? Because Allah guided us to make ship. Allah made the nature of ship with all these physics laws that you can sail the ship in the ocean, right? That Allah created woods, which is light. It can float on the water. Allah created water dense so that ship can sail. Allah sent the winds to flow. So Allah did all that. Allah guided us. But human thinks that I did all that. And he thinks he's so great and smart and this and that. And forget all these things. That Allah did all that. He doesn't see all that till he dies. When you ask him, who created this? He'll say, it is created by Azizul Alim. Then he goes back. Right? It's created by Azizul Alim. But then again he forgets. He thinks, I made this car and I made this, and he's just busy showing off and not paying attention back to Allah. And he dies. And he'll be raised on judgment day. لِتَسْتَهُ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِ ثُمَّ تَذْكُرُ نِعْمَةَ رَبِّكُمْ إِذَا اسْتَوَيْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَتَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي سَخْرَ لَنَا هَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لَهُ مُقْرِنِينَ. Allah says next verse about these rides. Ride on the ship and ride on the all these horses and everything. But next verse says that you may sit on their backs, then remember the blessing of your Lord when you are settled on them and say, immaculate is he who has disposed for us, and we were not, and we by ourselves were no match for it, indeed we shall return. Inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, indeed we shall return to our Lord. So when you sit on the back of the horse or the back of the ship, remember the last blessing and tell that praise him. Praise is purity. Immaculate is he who has disposed for us this. And it was not our power to mesh for it, to do it. He did for us. He did. Allah says when you sit on them, remember Allah's blessing. And purify your Lord that it is he who did for us. And we are no match for it. And then at last, but inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun, and we are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is saying to appreciate his blessings and then ponder about it and thank him. One time a person was riding and he was saying, Subhanalladhi sakharna lana hada. Immaculate is he who has disposed this for us. So Imam Hassan was, alayhi salam, was there. He asked him, did Allah ask you to do that? Say that? Then he said, Mola, what he asked us to do that? Mola said, say, summa taskaru ni'mat rabbikum. This verse. What is that? Then you remember the blessing of the Lord. Remember the blessing of the Lord. Our problem is we don't remember blessings of the Lord. No? Although we are going to return to him very soon. This is the thing, brothers and sisters. And one level of, we know that this universe is created by Azizul Aleem, the powerful and all-knowing. But then on daily basis, we forget his blessings. And we started getting involved in daily chores and we did this and we did that, and we did this and this. Go away from Allah. Because we are not ready for him. We are not pondering. So we are away from his knowledge. And then when the hardship comes and you say, where is God? And where is paradise? And all these things we start talking, although we are moving in his cradle daily, and daily eating his food, and daily we are using all his blessings and all these things, but still again we are lost. Because we are not connecting to persons of Allah. That's why the Prophet says you have to read verse every day Quran, minimum 10 verses. So that you ponder you, Allah give you brain to read it and connect everything you have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because very soon we are returning to him. Because as I said, and Allah this verse says that everybody believes that there is a God who is a very powerful knowing God who has created everything. Then they become kafir. Because of they are not reading the words of Allah, pondering in them and returning to him, that we are returning soon, a judgment will be raised very quickly. You know, we should always think about Ahlul Bayt. Allah gave us example of Ahlul Bayt, that how they were the perfect one and how they always remembered all the time, you know. They always remember all the time. Yesterday was the martyrdom of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Who was he? All the scholars of Islam, you know, that there is no any part of life and no any masla, any issue which he has not described for us. You know, the fiqh Jafariya we have is by his description and his father's description, how they describe everything in this world which we have to apply. This is a sign, they are such a great son of Allah, these imams who describe every single thing which we need in this life, you know. That's how it shows that how Allah has guided us through these imams, so that every problem we have, they have given explanation. There's a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, like Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we should remember how he might sacrifice himself for the sake of Allah. So we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, how beautiful prayers he gave, 50 prayers to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. Then Imam Ba'ar alayhi salam, how he explained the details of science of Islam. Then Imam Jafar alayhi salam, who came as a noor to describe everything in detail, so we believe in Allah and follow Allah and trust Allah and connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare ourselves for the zahura of Imam Azam alayhi salam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah Rabbil Alameen.